You know, even
I'm at the age where I put captions on everything. Football games.
What is it?
Half? Regular TV.
Half? Yeah. Half?
Because I can't hear. I'm like, what's going on?
It's a Hawaii. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee, Miss Porgy. Thanks for joining us. We have a very special guest on the show, Kamehameha Schoolboy.
Yes.
He's been on all kinds of different shows and
so
acting,
many.
And Orange is the New Black, Grey's Anatomy,
so many.
The Mystery, Gotham, SEAL Team. The list goes on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Kaipo Schwab. How you doing, Kaipo?
How's it? How's it, Lanai? Hi, Brooke.
Thanks
Hi,
for joining
pleasure.
Us today.
Of course, my pleasure.
Well, are you in West Coast, East Coast? Where you at?
I live in Glendale, Los Angeles, so West Coast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right by all the Filipinos. Silver Lake. Yeah, some good restaurants over there.
But you were in New York for how long? Like, shout out the East Coast.
I lived in New York for 26 years.
See, practically.
26 years.
Yeah. Practically Kamaaina over
there.
Yeah,
you lost your tan, I mean, for sure.
You know, there's a lot of Hawaiians up there, a lot of local people.
In New York,
and so, you know, it was a nice family up there. I miss those folks.
Right.
Yeah. Are you still doing a lot of acting? Are you going on auditions?
A ton.
More in LA than in New York, be honest.
Way more.
See?
Way more.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, when I came here, let's see, August 2019, since then I've had about 200 something.
See?
Nice.
Auditions.
See how
way more than I've ever had in New York in a year, for sure.
All on the Zoom? All sent in videos.
Everything is self-taped.
Yeah.
Well,
everything
pandemic.
Is self-taped, so now I don't have to drive. I don't have to go to Santa Monica.
So it sounds like you like it better. I don't like like the self-tape thing.
Well, he's also a director, so he knows a thing or two about a camera too and an editor too.
I know that some of my colleagues in the acting business hate it because they don't get to see casting directors face to face. They don't get to have that FaceTime. But for me, you know, I've been shooting, you know, movies and video and stuff like that for a long time. So having a camera, having the lighting set up, having all that stuff is very easy. I can put it up in, you know, 5 minutes and knock it out, and I edit. So everything is much easier for me. And so I book a lot more than I did when I was in New York, and you had to go in to meet people. You have one time. You got
sit
3 minutes.
Sit in the folding chairs. Get the attitude.
You know, yeah, I kind of miss that though.
Ugh,
I always, because I would always ask the casting director, what you need? What am I missing? Let me do this again.
Wow.
And they were always always good about it. They're like, hey, that's good you ask questions.
Oh, they're very sweet. But, you know, I think, I don't think we're going back.
No, never. No, it saves so much money. It saves time, money.
Yeah, and the producers don't have to be there in the room. Yeah. They can be, you know, on
everywhere.
Their yacht or wherever they are.
Yeah. What was your first acting gig that you got a check?
Wasn't it American Airlines commercial?
No, because I never got a check for that.
Oh, that's true. We didn't get paid
for
that.
I got no money for
American Airlines. That was Kamehameha Schools did that.
What?
So, yeah.
They give you miles at least?
No, nothing.
We were stars in high school in the American Airlines commercial.
Yeah.
He and I.
But the funny thing is from that, my funny claim to fame, or at least got me a lot of dates, was being a Hawaii super kid. You remember that?
Oh, yes. Hey.
No, you didn't just
Kaipo,
drop that
we were
just
talking about
it.
Kaipo, I just told Brooke this. I don't know if you remember, 3 months ago when the last time we were taping, I said you should bring back Hawaii super kids and host it. Because there's so many
Everybody's a super kid now. It's the Instagrams.
But it'd be so cool because I think you could, that would be the show. You pull them off of Instagram.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Look at him.
That would be the show.
Wait,
all the highlight
reels
are there.
How old you were when you did Super Kids?
Senior.
What did you do?
You were not even a kid as a senior.
What did they feature? Yeah. Yeah, it was a little old for Super Kids. Super teens.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that was it, right? Senior year, high school.
What were you super at?
Everything.
Acting.
Oh, so they feature you as an actor.
I had acting talent.
Look at him with
his
hands.
Good.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good one.
Just because they were like, oh yeah, and he's on the American Airlines commercial. Okay. Luckily. Yeah.
Who hosted that?
What? Super Kids back
Larry
then?
Beal. You remember Larry?
Oh, Larry Beal.
Wow.
You know that he's still on the air doing sports in San Francisco?
He
yeah.
He's
yeah,
in
yeah,
San yeah. Fran.
He's in San. He's huge there.
I thought he was in Hong Kong. Who's in
no,
Hong Kong?
That's,
somebody else.
No, you're thinking
Dalton Tanaka.
Yeah, but Dalton Tanaka is in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Whatever.
And you're also thinking of Ross Mihara, who's in Tokyo. Yeah. And then also in L.A., you have the other Japanese boy who was on radio and TV here for so long. He's on ABC.
Rob Fukuzaki.
Yes. You don't watch Rob?
Fukes Follies.
Do you watch Maria Cuiban on Good Morning L.A.? What?
He was in New York.
I don't have regular cable TV.
Plus, he was in New York for a really long time.
We have to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Kaipo Schwab hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for just $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai and that's Brooke.
Hi.
We have Brooke's classmate, Kaipo Schwab.
Kamehameha.
Yeah. He's, we're talking about acting and his career. He's done so many great
things.
What
was the Marvel thing I just saw you on? And you're talking to, who was that? Captain America? Who were you talking to?
Oh, that was The Gray Man on Netflix.
Oh, that's what
it was. Non-Marvel.
What's it called?
The same guys. It was
The
Russo
brothers. This is what I love about my classmate. I will watch, and he's like Amy Hill. I will watch any movie, whatever, and then Kaipo will just randomly pop up in some part, and I'll be like, "Brah, I know that guy. That's the guy." Yeah, he just has these like.
What do you get casted as the most? Like what? You know, obviously, is it Hawaiian? Is it Chinese? Is
never
it Asian?
For a long time,
especially in New York, I was in the Filipino side of things.
I can see that.
Really?
Yeah, you know why? You got a full set of hair too. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the funny thing, right? So it'd either be Filipino or like Laotian, Cambodian, Vietnamese, something that's like
Asian.
Maybe the casting has a hard time finding. So they go, that guy.
That's good, though.
Because it's East
good,
Coast. It's East Coast, so it's hard to find.
That's a great tool to have.
POC.
It's great. And the fun, but you know, at the same time, when you got Hawaii 50, you got NCIS LA, you got Magnum, right. And I'm like, come on, brah.
You haven't been on any of them.
I have yet to be on any of those shows. And I'm like, come on.
But when you were little, did you not do Magnum back in the 80s? Did you do Magnums as little either?
No. I was way too young when it came out. I was like 10, 11.
Not even an audition, huh?
No. I'll have auditions.
But I think
most of like what casting perceives as Hawaiian is mostly like Asian.
Yeah, 100%.
Hawaii,
mixed Japanese, mixed Chinese.
Yeah.
And so I think that like, if you said, oh, here's a native Hawaiian, they'll go to get somebody Maori, New Zealand, Samoan.
Also facts.
Or The Rock. Yeah, I hear you.
Which is fine. I mean, that's poly people, So
I haven't gotten much either because they don't need Mexicans, I guess. So anyway. That's what I was thinking. This guy look Mexican.
No, he doesn't.
We like on somebody from Hawaii.
He's bullying.
Local.
Yeah, I get that too.
Yeah. You would think at least a Mexican gangster.
You would think when he opens his mouth, like if you're going for local, you don't get more local than Kaipo, but then it's the image versus what, you know.
Of course, they're always looking for a look.
It's the Hapa Eurasian that they can't wrap their brains around. It's like we're all different.
I mean, I also pull a lot more Haole too than my siblings.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's true.
Like if you put
your
us
sister,
in the same picture
we, no one
like
would
that,
believe
well,
you in Pua.
Be looking the
yeah.
Most
yeah. Yeah. You in Pua are related, for sure. Yeah.
And would you like directing?
Oh, I love directing. Yeah. I've directed a bunch of plays when I was in New York, but you know, for so long, I think they sometimes the business has a tough time seeing people who are multi-hyphenates. So if I'm an actor only, then people can categorize me as an actor. But the minute I start producing theater, or I make my own short films, or I'm a director, they start going, "Oh, did you give up acting? Now
yeah,
you're directing."
That's
and I'm
true.
Like, no, I'm still doing that.
Yeah.
I just like to do this other stuff so it can help me be a stronger actor.
Right.
Yeah.
I was so excited when you were in Orange Is the New Black. Like, I can't even tell you.
Yeah, what you play? What role did you get?
That was a fun shoot. So the funny thing is when I auditioned for it, the role in the script was Filipino nurse.
Seriously, bro?
Yeah, Filipino nurse.
Bruh.
And then, I auditioned for it, I booked it. And then they gave me a name after the first episode. So Igme Dimaguiba.
Oh, wow. and they screwed up the name.
Are they?
Yeah. And nobody ever called me that. Nobody ever said, hey, Igme, can I have this?
Yeah.
Or they, Yeah.
They were just stringing like vowels together to make it sound
I don't know who came up with it.
But the hair and the eyes, though, you could go the Filipino route for sure.
But Visayan.
Yeah, Visayan.
Clearly.
I was in Tagalog for a little while, too.
Were you?
Just in case, method, brah.
Just in case. Come on, brah. Help me book, man.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Are you working on anything right now?
So as at the moment, I do a ton of audiobooks and dubbing.
Okay.
So, you know, back in the day, I mean, I noticed the Kamen Rider and the Kikaida stuff behind Lanai over there. And I was like, so I would watch all these like Kung Fu movies on Channel 13 when I was a kid, right? And
Kiku.
All these Kung Fu movies and, you know, blah, 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 and have all these dubbing. And so coming to California, somehow I got into that market.
Ah.
So I've done about a dozen dubbing things so that I'm the English voice for a lot of like Chinese, Korean.
Oh, that's classic. Wait, I want to talk more about this
in
a minute. We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're hanging out with Kaipo. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back. For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifi.cu.com.
Air and Sea Travel Center, best group tours throughout the world. Let's go travel and see the world to make beautiful memories. Call 808-951-9800 today.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai and Brooke. We have Kaipo Schwab hanging out with us. We were talking about overdubbing and voice work.
Dub work.
You know what? Kaipo, we should talk. You know what I was trying to do about 10 years ago? You know the guys who own all the kung fu movies, like 32 Chambers.
The Shaolin stuff.
Shaolin. So they're out of New York, and I guess now they're Snoop Dogg tried to license some of them, and they overdubbed it in like hood style, like black guys doing Chinese stuff. So we talked about doing local pidgin over kung fu movies and doing a kung fu theater. Because Hawaii was so big with kung fu theater, everybody grew. That's why Kikaida and Ultraman all took off.
Yeah.
But we should figure out a way to do a.
I don't remember it being dubbed though. Was it dubbed when we were young?
Oh, it was all dubbed.
Yeah, of course it was.
We were the same actors too, reading, because it was the same voices. No matter which movie you saw,
it didn't match. That's why you did the. Why now you know kung fu?
Why don't you come over here and fight me?
Yeah, it never matched.
Yeah.
But can you imagine doing it in pidgin?
Oh my God.
That would be hilarious.
And then what? Like me. Yeah. And then what you do is we kick it off sitting in front, like we're in a movie theater, and we're watching it by ourselves in a theater, but we're actually overdubbing it as you're watching the movie. Isn't it a great idea?
So that's funny. Awesome.
Wait. Yeah, so man. How are you? How did you fall into the subreddit version of?
I have no idea. I mean, I was doing voiceovers and audiobook stuff, and then somehow it just fell in my lap through my representatives, and I loved it, because finally I was like, oh, this is the stuff I used to do when I was a kid. But these were all like Korean dramas. They were series or movies I broke out in a movie called Space Sweepers on Netflix.
Oh.
And that was it. Like I played a robot. And then they just started offering me like, hey, how about another one? How about another one?
How does that work, classmate? Do they just send you the stuff and you do it? Or do you have to go somewhere and Foley in front of like a director?
Yeah. We go into a studio here in Burbank, and it's just me, and I get plugged into a director and, you know, an engineer somewhere. They could be in another state.
Mm.
And then I see on TV, they show me the film.
Right.
And then it's like karaoke. The lines go across the way. And so I know to time it up.
Oh.
Exactly when my lines start so that it matches with the lips on there. And then sometimes they rewrite some of it to make it sound a little better.
Right.
Or to fit it within when the person's lying, lips.
I really like that Netflix show, the one that's in Spain. It was like number one for months and months where they robbed.
Oh, Money Heist?
Money Heist.
Oh, I love that show.
It's so crazy because at first I watched it, I go, something's wrong with this. And then you watch a little bit more, you go, oh, shoot, it's overdubbed. You didn't know. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, the funny thing is like when I watch foreign films or series, I want to see that in the original actors.
I suppose you do. Yeah.
That's the irony, right?
Right.
Right.
Because, like what I do is I don't know who listens to it with dubbed Right. But if they do, they're gonna see. They're gonna hear me. So
that's
my
hilarious.
Problem is I can't read that fast anymore. I'm like, pause. What the hell? I want to see what's going on, and I gotta read. Like, go slow down a little bit.
Wow. You know,
even, well, I'm at the age where I put captions on everything. Football games.
What is it?
And, you know, regular TV.
Ha?
Yeah.
Because
I can't hear. I'm like, what's going on?
And then now I find myself looking up words. Like, as I'm not you know, I didn't really go to school. No, like they'll say a word and I'm reading it. And I go, what does that mean? And then I'll go look it up. You know what I mean? Because you're not watching it. So if you're watching somebody do something, you kind of know what the gist of it is.
Yeah.
And if it's going too fast, some of them are too fast.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah, they can be.
I'm
a
little
but
slow.
But still, it's, you know, Netflix has got it down with all the foreign, you know, series.
And how does this work? Because then you are paid residuals as an actor who's acting in a thing?
Technically, yes. They prepay residuals. They basically, when they, you know, negotiate the amount to pay, they sort of go, here's a percentage of what we think residuals will be. Here it is.
Got it. Because you're not just voicing over. You are acting in a role.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I mean, there are some people who are really just do a standard. Here's the voice for it.
Right.
But I try to.
You're an actor.
Try to get in the head of the person.
Well, it's like a cartoon. Yeah, you're doing. It's like a cartoon, basically.
I guess
you got to act out the feeling, how do you intonation and when to stop and all that. Yeah, we got to take a quick break.
You try as best as possible. Yeah. You don't have that much time. You know?
Right. I'm sorry, Kaipo. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit HiFiCU.com. Air and Sea Travel Center, best group tours throughout the world. Let's go travel and see the world to make beautiful memories. Call 808-951-9800 today.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai.
It got weird again.
And we're talking to Kaipo Schwab, the actor, and now
director,
voiceover director.
Voiceover.
Yeah, does it all.
Multi-talent.
Now, your son is involved in Hollywood as well.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Here's a funny story. On your first episode, you had Jacob Batalon on.
Yes. Spider-Man. We're kind of new-ho with him right now, but go ahead.
He hasn't returned our calls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Well, so my son was the third person that Jacob spoke about who was the finalist for that
For the Spider-Man role?
He was talking about Jacob and said, oh, yeah, it was me and two other guys and this short Asian kid. Was
no
right.
way.
My son was the third one. So I was out there with him as a guardian.
Yeah.
And he met Tom Holland and all that. And, you know, it was like.
What's your son's name?
It was called Gio Schwab.
Okay. And what's Gio doing now?
Gio just finished an episode of Grey's Anatomy, I guess.
Oh, wow.
So he's acting. He's here.
You know
this
what's
why
so crazy?
He came out to L.A.
One of our producers, Julia, she's like 18. She got all excited when you said Grey's Anatomy. And I watched like the first three or four seasons. I got into it.
Because you're old enough. Yeah.
Because
it's 20-something years old.
Right. And then I thought it disappeared. Daughter, who's 19, goes, Dad, I'm watching this new show.
Season 19?
Yeah. And she goes, I'm watching this new show. It's called Grey's Anatomy. I go, what new show? What is it called? She goes, Grey's Anatomy. I go, that's
it's not new. Yeah.
She goes, what do you mean? It is new.
It's on, pre your birth.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Just because they put it on Netflix, it's new. Yeah. And I said, all the people in the first.
It came out the year you were born.
Yeah. Are they all gone already?
I was in season 16.
Are you really?
And so my son is in season 19.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Has that ever happened before? That might be a thing.
It might be.
Intergenerational.
I'm sure
it is Hollywood. It's true.
No, we love Grey's Anatomy here. So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a 19 seasons.
Yeah. Shondaland brought
you
it
did
on
16.
Board.
Did you play a nurse, a Filipino nurse?
No. I played a dad, a concerned dad whose son was vaping and got like something in his lungs.
Were you living? You were living in New York probably at the time.
I just moved to
LA. To LA. Literally. Wow.
Is that like, shot in LA?
Yes.
It shoots in LA. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the. The guy's name, the head guy?
It's a girl.
No, but they had the guy the first two seasons or whatever. What's his name?
Oh,
the
Patrick
actor.
Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey.
When did he leave?
What season did he leave?
Season 12, 13 maybe?
No,
oh, that's a long
earlier
that's a long time.
Than that, I think.
Maybe earlier.
Yeah,
he was there for a while.
And the original girl still doing it?
Yes.
What's her
Meredith
name?
Meredith Grey.
Meredith Grey, I like her.
Meredith Grey.
Yes, yes.
Ellen Pompeo.
Oh, that's right.
She's still there. Yeah. But it's only her and the one Popolo lady, right? Chandra Wilson?
Yeah, Chandra and there's the other guy. the older African-American guy.
The Popolo guy is still there too.
James, I think. Well,
because a lot of them are gone. They all cycled out. And then they just like had a bloodbath recently. Like they got rid of a bunch of them all at the same time.
Well, when it came out, it was kind of like it's the new modern soap opera. Right?
I guess.
Yeah.
But ER was in that vein too.
ER was too, but that was way before. We have some. Thanks a lot for joining us, by the way.
Some whole
What a great career that you've had and is going on. Congratulations on all of that. We have some nice parting gifts for you.
88 Tees is a sponsor of our show, so we're getting you some t-shirts.
Right.
From It's a Hawaii Thing. I got you this one, classmate, because it's very 80s. It says
Home Sweet Home. That's cool.
With the, you know, it's very 80s, but you are gonna love this one because I saw it.
Holly, sweet Holly.
It said 89 on the front because we class it 89, and it's 88 T's on the back. So.
What was the flag on that? Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's the ninth hole.
Yeah.
But it's for 89 because we're class of 89. Okay, so bougie
class
bottles.
Class of 89?
Yeah, bougie bottles.
You guys are way older than me.
No, you're not. You are so lying right now. You get a water bottle. You have some snacky snacks coming. So this is taro chips with furikake from Hawaii Chip Company. Thank you, Jimmy. We have macadamia nuts from Menehune Max. Favorite. Thank you to them. Ulu chips. Did you know Ulu chips are the new rage here in Honolulu?
Ulu chips. I've not had a Ulu chip.
Yeah, very so good. Ulu chips are coming your way.
Breadfruit for those visiting from North Carolina.
Hawaiian taro chips coming your way.
Taro chips. Excellent.
A lot of stuff.
Right. A little snack. You guys?
Yeah, because we missed your birthday and Christmas, we figure we'll give you a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Aww.
So we're going to send this all to you.
We'll congratulations. To you. Are you on any of the platforms like Twitter or Instagram?
I am on all of them, although Instagram is probably the one that I'm most
under
on.
What name?
I usually don't have too much to tweet about.
What's the name under?
Oh, at Kaipo Schwab.
All right. Kaipo Schwab, ladies and gentlemen, catch the long version of this interview on YouTube. We'll see you guys next time. Please subscribe. Congratulations, Kaipo.
Thanks,
see you soon.
Classmate.
Ahui ho.
Thanks, classmate.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and that little bell that you see down there. Please leave us a comment as well. Class Talking story with Kaipo Schwab, Kamehameha Schoolboy, actor, class director. And, well, you're really showing your age right
class
now.
And Hawaii Super Kid.
Yeah, Hawaii Super Kid.
You're talking to a Kramer's Man of the Year, according to his radio. He was a Kramer's Man of the Year.
Lanai, you were a Kramer's Man?
Yeah.
What year was that? You were lying about on the
1995.
Okay. Man, who didn't want to be a Kramer?
Kramer's Man of the Year, buddy, not just Man of the Month.
Kaipo, I got to ask you, how many? So you went to Kamehameha. How many years were you and Brooke classmates?
Just
you
one. Went, I only got one. In my first year.
So when, yeah, so yeah, when she was only you only came in senior year. Right? Yeah.
So when she was there her senior year. It was like, was she like the thing? There was all the guys checking her out. Was
it,
or nobody knew who she was?
Weird.
What, no. Who was it?
Well, the thing
was
is she
popular?
Came from Kumo, yeah. So already we had to go like.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a kerfuffle. Right. Like, what is this?
Come on, tell us.
Here?
Well, be honest. Nobody liked her.
She quickly became a Kamehameha person.
Thank
very
you.
Fast.
I mean, thank you.
Your brother, your mom.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody.
All, like,
I'm a legacy person there. My whole family went there. Yeah, that's why I went there.
Yeah.
From Punahou.
Well, you still didn't answer the question, though.
Oh, what was she like in high school?
Yeah, well, like, she did awesome. Everybody like her?
Yeah,
most
of course.
Popular?
I wasn't popular.
So.
I was just a person in concert glee with him, and we, like, were friends. And Tanner was, like, you know, Tanner. And,
music guy.
Yeah. And so it was a good, the 80s was a good time to be up on campus.
It sure was. Yeah. And we were very proud of her when she won Miss USA and super proud of her.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, hey, come on.
Thank you.
You know how rare that is to actually have a classmate, somebody you know, win something like that? That's very cool.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Cool. I was trying to get something dirty, but all right. Some dirt. Yeah.
Mommins, that's why. Mommins, that's why.
How often do you come home?
Not enough. Not enough. Now that I'm in LA, I think it's a little easier. But
Hawaiian Airlines just announced that like $129 one way from the West Coast.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to be a Pualani member, but it's cheap. $129.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, there's a battle with Southwest going on.
Oh, that's what that is.
No,
You should go look it up.
NCIS LA says, NCIS Hawaii goes,
Brent
hey,
Onbay, we're talking to you in the mics right now. Like, get him on the show. Boy, what's happening?
We've talked a lot about Brent Onbay, haven't
He's casting I here. Know. Come on, get on this.
What's about the girl's name, too? What's her name?
Katie.
The other one.
I don't know.
Vanessa?
No, the casting director.
Oh,
there's two of them. That's why.
Hawaii.
Yeah,
I only know the LA people.
I gotta go drop off a basket of fruit or something, huh?
Oh, because you're trying to get on the show.
I've been trying forever. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah, it is. So you want to do? What's the future like? You want to do your own show? You want to do a movie? What do you want to do? You want to write a book?
I'm a journeyman actor, right? So for 30 years, I've been sort of doing all kinds of things.
You and Stan Ige.
Yeah, you know. Funny thing, Stan Ige.
Stan.
So I love Stan.
I replaced Stan Ige, my very first off-Broadway debut.
Really?
Yeah. And so working with Tamlin.
Tomita has been on that show.
Tamlin and I did a play. It was my first off-Broadway New York debut.
Awesome. So
that's how far we did that.
What's the name of it?
Oh, it was called Day Standing on Its Head. Yeah.
Day Standing on Its Head.
Yeah, by Philip Ken Gotanda.
You, Stan, and Amy, and well, as far as the local boys go, Stan went Roosevelt. Stan, yeah. like, is continuously working as well. All you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
but
really
Amy's
good.
But Amy's not from here.
No, that's what I mean. I went back and said
yeah,
the local
Tamalyn,
boys.
Yeah, because Tamalyn, we've made her official. She's officially a Kama'ana.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly,
even though she's not from here, but in her hearts of heart.
Yeah, but I'm born and raised.
Yeah. He's cool.
Do you see
Lani Hospital?
Do you see do you see Stan? I mean, you don't go on auditions anymore, but do you ever see Stan around?
No, I don't see. I actually haven't seen those guys since we did the play.
Oh, really?
That's how long it's been. Yeah, because they weren't New Yorkers, right?
They
weren't.
Yeah.
To LA.
So. Well, yeah. Stan lives right next to you now, so now you should give him a call. Yeah, somewhere near you.
Oh, in the Glendale area.
Yeah, I think so. Silver
Lake,
is that a place?
I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. When you guys moved, I mean, you moved for work. Gio got on fresh off the boat, so you guys packed it all up hillbilly style and moved west.
Now, wait. We didn't tell the story. Your son, Gio, was on fresh off the boat.
Yes. So, he booked that, and he had a couple of episodes that shot in L.A. So he would fly to L.A. and then go back to New York. And then eventually when he graduated high school, we said, why don't we just go out to L.A.?
It's just easier than going back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah. And, you know, he had a lot of opportunities out here. So we said, why don't we do it? And then, 2 months, 3 months after we came, everything shut down from COVID.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it was pretty good timing on your guys' part. That was lucky.
Yeah. I mean, at least we were here a couple of months, to sort of get the lay of the land.
Right.
Yeah.
But and New York was so bad. So,
ghost town. What's your favorite food that you miss from home or what restaurant?
Oh, well, so I'll tell you this. The minute I get off the plane, this has been a
tradition,
basically a thing for me since I went to college and went back home. So I would have my sister pick up Leonard's Malasadas. Okay. We would go to what was then Delights. Now it's
Delight
not anymore.
Bakery. Yes, it's gone
I
now.
Love
what
Delights.
A bummer.
Delights. I would have to have my custard pie.
What a bummer.
My pumpkin pie for sure.
Wow.
And then Zippy's would be on the way back to wherever we were. I would have a Zip pack. I would have chili dog, right? Whatever it is.
How are you not 500 pounds, classmate? What?
Yeah, well.
Well, he only does that when he comes home, just on that one day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. I'm skinny and then I go home. I become
fair,
a little bit bigger.
Fair,
and then
fair.
Well, you're going to be in luck soon. Zippies will have 3 Zippies near you and 1 state over.
Oh, in Vegas.
Vegas, what?
They're
going
to Vegas. Vegas.
Yeah, they have 3 of them.
The other Hawaii. Yeah.
No, but the funny thing is L&L's is right downstairs of my building.
Is it?
I can go right downstairs.
Now I know where
right
you live in Glendale.
Spam will be anytime. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only thing you can get there.
Oh, you're a snob.
No, they have good katsu, though. The chicken
they do have good chicken katsu.
He's an L&L snob.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I like the original L&L, that's why.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one in Nu'uanu. Yeah, it's much different from all of them.
Way, way different.
Yeah. And then you ever go to Jane's Fountain next door to the original L&L?
Where is
it's
that?
It's been there for 80 years.
Oh, in
Nu'uanu.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
So the original L&L, right next door is Jane's Fountain, and you'll find Uncle Robert Casamero eating breakfast there. Mm. All the old school singers eat breakfast there. They're celebrating like 82 years now, I think.
Liliha is in Macy's now, so.
Oh, yeah. No, Liliha's in the International Marketplace now,
oh,
too,
that's right.
On the
I
roof.
Totally forgot. Yeah, Liliha Bakery's gone. They've gone bougie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're literally like they're
and
in
they opened
malls.
In Pearl City.
Yeah, I saw the new
where is that at?
Yeah,
Liliha's, only the Cocoa Puffs are the only things I ate.
Oh, you got to eat the pancakes.
This one here, we went and filmed there. Yeah. There were ladies who've been working there since Jesus was in a manger and they literally know all his favorites, ukana. Like when he goes in, they know every club he came from, every
That's I was very upset when Hungry Lion closed.
Oh, that was a bummer.
That was my place.
It's now,
what did you eat there? I used to eat the SOS.
Oh, Rocky's what was it? Was it called a Rocky Road? No, it was a
with the cream of mushroom hamburger and over rice?
No. Portuguese sausage.
Oh, this is a breakfast.
Spam rice, that kind of thing.
Rocky special breakfast, yeah.
Yeah. I always ate breakfast there, no matter what time.
Yeah, the tree's gone.
No, I think not. But after song contest, still there. That was where you went, too. You know?
Oh, yeah. After song contest. Oh, yeah. He was song leader.
Yeah.
Song leader, that's why. Song leader, that's why.
Drop that on the resume.
You know how rare it is to be a winning song contest leader?
You should put that on your IMDb.
Yeah. Roll the tapes.
Right at the top.
With the pitch pipes. Yeah.
Right at the top of your IMDb, you should put that in there.
Totes forgot.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for coming on the show.
And if you ever come home, you got to come in the studio.
I'll do that.
I'm really kind of Nuha that he hasn't been on any of the local shows.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of work to do because there's been a few people that have.
Maybe they're waiting for the right part.
That's what they keep telling me. They go, "Oh, not enough lines for you." Like, shut up! I just want one. It's the same pay. Yeah, I just want one line. I'll take one line.
Right, same pay. Whether you get one line or
three, yeah. Let's also get your son on the show. We got to get Gio on the show.
Oh yeah. I would love that.
I didn't even know he was an actor, honestly.
Well, no, but you just talked about Off the Boat the last time.
No, I'm saying when the traction started happening, I didn't, like, you post, your life is very transparent.
How old is he now?
He's 21.
Okay, 20. Yeah, let's get Gio
on. So was he like you? Is he a mini you? Was he like out the box actor dude from like Tiny Times or?
Yeah, I mean, I would take him to theater, you know, plays I was directing or I was acting in. He would come in his stroller. So he's been around the theater.
He knows the culture.
It's in the culture.
Yeah. And so I think eventually I sort of was like, maybe not so young to get into this business. It's a little hard, the rejection for younger kids. But around, I don't know, 11, he was like, you know, I want to do some of this. This looks like fun. We started doing it and he just took to it.
Since you're a director, I was telling, I think it was Tamlin when she was on, I said, all you actors from Hawaii or ties to Hawaii need to write something, sit down together and put a movie together. It doesn't have to be about Hawaii, but all of you need to get on one movie. Like all the Filipinos are getting together right now. Like, you know what I mean? Joe Coy, every single person except Tiffany Haddish, I think was Filipino or tied to some Filipino.
Oh,
so you guys got to do it. Right. You guys have enough. We all have enough talent here to do it.
Just somebody got to write it. Not me.
Yeah. Go pick up a cool story from a book and just do one. You know what I mean? Maybe it's called The Plantation Days and it's all different ethnicities.
Could be.
Yeah.
Because Momoa has already got the Hawaiian movies going on.
To meet you, Kaipo. Hope to see you again live here in the studio.
Do we have, did I get your info to mail things too? Did you email me?
I think
that?
So. Okay. Yeah. Or Julia has it.
Okay. Congratulations on all your success and thanks for repping Hawaii.
Hey, we want you on the show. So when we're 2023 though, we can meet each other and we'll get him. Because we're trying to get, what's his name? Jeff Yang's son too. Hudson. We're trying to get Hudson on.
There's so many Hawaii people who are in the arts.
Yeah, that's true.
No. They're doing good.
That's so very true.
You know, if you're looking for somebody, let me know.
Connecting
to whoever we can help out too and promote if you have projects coming up, let us know. Kaipo Schwab is his name. Follow him on the social medias. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit the little bell.
Don't comment.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Do not
Ahui ho. It's a Hawaii thing. Oh, it's a Hawaii.